Soccer fans in the United States looking for live coverage of this year's World Cup in South Korea and Japan have been forced to stay up late or get up early to see the games. Here in Washington, bars with large-screen televisions are carrying the games live as early as 1 or 2:30 in the morning. From the Frenchmen trying to cheer their countrymen back from a one-goal deficit against Senegal, the Cameroonians celebrating a goal scored against the Irish, Irishmen happy to finish their Cameroon game with a tie. Washington's passionate soccer fans have endured odd hours to be part of the world's most popular sporting event. Over the weekend, an English fan here in Washington waited for his team to kick off against Sweden at 5:30 in the morning.
My name's Malcolm Wilson, and we got up this morning at around 5 o'clock to watch the England-Sweden game, invite some friends over. We weren't all English. I think there were three Scottish people there, an Irish guy, and probably six Brits. Yeah! Well, we're in Georgetown, you know, it's a quiet neighbourhood. We warned the neighbours that we'd be up early. We had the England songs early. The guy upstairs, Peruvian, so he was up watching it, and the guys, two doors, are Italian, so they're probably into it. But, you know, it's not a problem. It's the World Cup. People have to get up. And then we had the full English breakfast. Sausage, bacon, baked beans, mushrooms, fried bread. And I think we had some tomatoes as well. 4 years ago we were here, but it was in the middle of the day, so we watched most of the games down at the Lucky Bar downtown. They kicked off around midday and 2 o'clock, so it was much better. You know, most British people want to watch the game in the bar, want to have a few drinks. If England had a few games at 1:30 and 2:30, that would be better. We'd go out and watch the game before you go to bed, but 5:30 is pretty hard to stay up all night to watch it. I mean, they would have got up any time, you know, and most of these people are soccer fans. They'll probably watch the next game now. Some of them stayed up at 1:30 to watch the Argentina-Nigeria game. And the big game will be Friday morning, England-Argentina. And people will take the morning off work. People might take the day off, but certainly no one's going to work at 7:30 Friday morning. So everyone will be out somewhere.
Malcolm Wilson lives here in Washington. The English tied the Swedes 1-1. Thanks to the Lucky Bar in Washington, Summers Restaurant in Arlington, Virginia, and Crystal Restaurant in Langley Park, Maryland. The U.S. plays its first game Wednesday against Portugal at 5 a.m. Eastern Time.